This is Tom Warren inviting you to listen to 5 Gospel Minutes. Last time we began a study of a series of lessons entitled, Just Suppose Jesus Came to Your Home and Talked to You About Certain Matters, How Would You React? We'd use as a scriptural background for this the plea of the man who was lost and lifted up his eyes in Hades, being in torment. In Luke chapter 16 and verse 31, when he said, if only someone would rise from the dead and go and warn my brothers on earth, then they would repent. But the record tells us that Abraham said to him, if they hear not Moses and the prophets, neither will they be persuaded if one were to rise from the dead. Now, my basic rationale in the approach to this series of lessons is this, that we would probably give ourselves credit for thinking that if Jesus were to come to my home and talk to me in a certain way and tell me certain things, then I would certainly believe and obey it. While at the same time, we pay little or no attention to what Jesus has said in the Bible itself. Now, I want to plead with each of us to recognize that the fashion in which we react to the Bible is the way, actually, we are reacting to God. Just as we find in 1 Samuel chapter 15, when the prophet Judge Samuel said to King Saul, because you have rejected my word, I have rejected you from being king over Israel. You see, the rejection of God's word is actually the rejection of God himself. And so last time we had pointed out the possibility of our using our imagination to just suppose that Jesus had come to our home and told us that just being religious is not enough, that one must be right religiously. And that you would say, if Jesus came and told me that personally, I certainly would recognize it. I would recognize that just being sincere and just being religious isn't enough, but that I must be right religiously. And so I pointed out that Jesus has done that very thing. He's done as much in the Bible. For the Bible tells us in Matthew 7:21 that it isn't merely those who cry out the name of Christ, but it's those who do the will of the Lord that are saved. Now, and the next point in this study is, let us suppose that Jesus came to your home and told you, face to face, that just being a believer is not sufficient to be saved, that no one is or can be saved by faith alone. Would you then say, oh, that's just your idea about it, and I do not see why one way isn't just as good as another, or I do not see, so long as men are sincere, why this wouldn't be perfectly acceptable to God? Oh, you may say, I certainly would not say that to Jesus face to face. If Jesus told me that the believer is not saved by faith alone, but that there are other acts of obedience with which one must comply in order to be saved, then I certainly would believe it, and I would search out and want to know what those other acts of obedience are in order that I might be obedient to him. Well, let me suggest to you that Jesus has done that. He has done it just as surely as if he had come to your home and had told you face to face that you're not saved by faith alone. For what the Bible records, as the Holy Spirit guided the apostles and prophets in the writing of it, according to Ephesians chapter 3, verse 5, then Jesus has said, for what the Bible teaches is the message of Christ. And he has taught that we are not saved by faith alone. It is true, of course, that we're saved by faith, Romans 5 and 1, but it is not true that we're saved by faith alone. In James chapter 2, verse 24, the Bible says, you see that by works a man is justified, and not by faith only. Further, in verse 26 of that same second chapter of the book of James, the Bible says, for as the body apart from the spirit is dead, so then is faith without works dead. Just as a body, when its spirit or soul is left, it is dead, it's just a corpse. So it is that faith, until it leads to acts of obedience, because of that faith and because of love for the Lord Jesus Christ, then one cannot be saved. And so let us not give ourselves credit for obeying the Lord if he told us something face to face while we reject what he has said in his sacred word. Be with us next time as we continue this very important study.